Good morning. Welcome to the Builders Briefing for April 9th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And today, there's a really clear theme running through the news.
Yeah, it's basically the agent infrastructure era just got real. We've got new security frameworks, crazy cheap runtimes, orchestration tools. The whole stack is filling in fast.
Exactly. So let's start with the big one. Anthropic dropped something called Project Glasswing yesterday. A full security framework built specifically for the world where AI agents are writing, deploying, and modifying code at scale. It blew up on Hacker News. Almost 1,200 points. Over 500 comments.
That's interesting, because this is Anthropic basically saying, hey, the existing security tooling was not built for a world where agents are shipping code to production. And they're right. The attack surface is fundamentally different when you've got autonomous systems modifying infrastructure.
Right. So what Glasswing actually gives you, there are three main pieces: formal verification layers, runtime sandboxing primitives, and a supply chain attestation protocol. That last one lets you cryptographically verify that AI-generated code hasn't been tampered with between the moment it was generated and when it actually gets deployed.
That attestation piece is huge. If your team is using Claude Code or Codex and CI/CD right now, you can actually integrate Glasswing's verification layer today, like this week. It's not a roadmap thing.
And the bigger signal? Anthropic is positioning itself not just as a model provider, but as the trust layer for AI-powered development. I'd bet we see competing frameworks from other vendors within 6 months.
100%. If you're building developer tools or agent platforms, building on Glasswing now gives you a defensible security story before it becomes table stakes. Smart move to get ahead of it.
All right, staying in the AI world. Anthropic also released the system card for Claude Mythos Preview. This is basically the roadmap for what's coming next from their flagship model, especially around agentic tasks.
If you're building on Claude's API, read the eval sections carefully. That's where you'll see specifically where Mythos outperforms current models. And just as importantly, where the limitations still are.
And then there's this wild paper. Megatrain. Full precision training of 100 billion plus parameter models on a single GPU. Not quantized, not distilled. Full precision through aggressive memory optimization.
That's wild. If you're doing fine-tuning or research on a budget, this could literally collapse your hardware requirements. Link in the briefing for the ArcSiv paper. Definitely worth digging into the implementation details.
Okay, developer tools. There's a lot here, but two things really stood out. First, Agent OS from Rivet. It's open source, WebAssembly, plus V8 isolates, purpose-built for AI agents. 6-millisecond cold starts. 32 times cheaper than container sandboxes.
6-millisecond cold starts. That makes real-time agent tool execution actually viable. If you're currently running agent workloads in containers and paying through the nose, this is a direct cost and latency win.
And then there's Vibe Kanban from Bloop AI. It turns a Kanban board into an orchestration layer for coding agents.
That solves a real pain point. Anyone who's tried running multiple agents on the same codebase knows the coordination problem is brutal. Having a visual orchestration layer is actually kind of elegant.
Oh, and one more dev story I have to mention. Railway ditched Next.js for their front end. Builds went from over 10 minutes down to under 2. That's an 80% plus reduction.
If your Next.js builds are a bottleneck in your deploy pipeline, this is a real case study. They detail exactly what they moved to and why. Link in the briefing.
Big infrastructure news. AWS announced S3 files. This is a proper file system abstraction on top of S3. Werner Vogels blogged about it himself.
Okay, this is a big deal. This could eliminate the need for EFS or FSx in a lot of workloads. If you've been shimming POSIX semantics onto object storage, and let's be honest, who hasn't, this simplifies things dramatically.
Especially for AI training and serving pipelines that need shared file system access. Evaluate this immediately if that's you. On the security front, and this is a concerning one, Microsoft abruptly terminated Veracrypt's developer account. That means the project can't ship signed Windows updates anymore.
That's really troubling. Veracrypt is one of the most widely used open source disk encryption tools out there. This feels like a canary in the coal mine for broader platform risk to open source security tools on Windows.
Yeah, if your organization depends on Veracrypt, start evaluating contingency plans now. Don't wait on this one. Quick hits. U.S. cities are starting to drop Flock safety surveillance tech over privacy concerns. Someone ported macOS 10 to the Nintendo Wii, which is a great deep dive if you're into cross-platform kernel work. And NASA put out a stunning lunar flyby gallery that's just gorgeous.
Also, there's an interactive map of Tolkien's Middle-earth on ShowHN. And honestly, I might lose my whole afternoon to that one.
So here's the takeaway for today. The tooling layer around AI agents is maturing incredibly fast. Glasswing tackles security, Agent OS tackles runtime cost, Vibe Kanban tackles orchestration, S3 files tackle storage. The whole stack is filling in.
Right, and what's wild is, if you pair Agent OS for execution with Glasswing for verification, you've got a production-grade agent stack that literally did not exist a week ago. That's how fast things are moving.
The teams that adopt purpose-built agent runtimes and security frameworks now are going to have a serious head start. Stop duct taping containers and hope together. The real tools are here.
Build the stack right now, iterate later. That's the move.
That's the Builder's Briefing for April 9th, 2026. Links to everything we talked about are in the briefing notes. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, go build something.
See you tomorrow, folks.